Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So when we talk about good cardiovascular health, I don't think mushrooms comes to mind for most people. It really didn't for me. I guess when I think of, even just with supplements, we do have mushroom extracts that we can take. I think of mushrooms more about the immune system. But we have some good evidence that it's actually, mushrooms are actually good for your heart. So I'm joined by Dr. Sandra Carter and also Steve Farrar. Dr. Carter, first of all, she is a PhD. She's had many roles in all kinds of departments in the health industry. She worked with the Scribbs Integrative Medicine Supplement Conference. She's also just really interested in mushrooms and the effect in the body. And she works with Steve Farrar, who is a mycologist who studies mushrooms. And he's called, I guess, the mushroom extraordinaire. That's what it says here in the bio. So I want to welcome Dr. Carter and Steve Farrar to Healthy Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So why don't we get started with this? Am I way off there? I mean, when you talk about cardiovascular health, Dr. Carter, how many people would just jump right to mushrooms first?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct that for a lot of people, linking the benefits of mushrooms to cardiovascular health is somewhat new. I would say that with a lot of media attention right now to beta-glucans, which are an important part of mushrooms, and how they relate to their ability to reduce cholesterol, people are becoming a little bit more aware of that one particular area.
Okay, so is that, so let's back up just for a sec. So I introduced this segment as, mushrooms can support good cardiovascular health. What does that really mean to both of you, good cardiovascular health? What are we really talking about?
Yeah, well, good cardiovascular health to me is maintaining all of those risk factors that I know the American Heart Association and the CDC have provided information and guidelines in terms of cholesterol levels, blood pressure levels, triglyceride. Of course, maintaining a healthy weight through a healthy, balanced diet that low in sodium, refined sugars, and trans fats, making sure we're exercising frequently, and reducing completely our smoking, and having a healthy stress way to manage stress and have good support from our relationships.
So is Steve on the line right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Steve. So I wanted to ask you, when I say the word mushroom, there's not just one mushroom. I'm not a chef, but I love to eat, and I like a variety of mushrooms with with certain, grass-fed steak and stuff like that. So when we talk about mushrooms for good cardiovascular health, are we talking about some specific species?
Well, we're talking about a number of species, both culinary and also what are considered medicinal or healing mushrooms. Mushrooms, even the common button mushroom, has some significant nutritional and therapeutic qualities to them. But things like Asian mushrooms that are commonly more of a wood decomposing species, things like maitake, reishi, the oyster mushrooms, particularly king trumpet. And then there's a whole category of medicinal mushrooms that you wouldn't necessarily consider eating for dinner. They tend to be bitter and hard and otherwise not particularly palatable for adding to food, but they have very significant nutritional and medicinal qualities. So those are generally processed and taken as a tea or as a powder in a supplement form. So we're talking about a number of different species. These other species would be like turkey tail, reishi, cordyceps. These you wouldn't really consider eating for dinner, but they're getting more and more popular, right, in the health realm.
I can tell you, Steve and Dr. Carter, and I'm so sorry, Steve. What's your background again? What's your degree exactly?
Well, I'm a horticulturist by training, but I've been growing mushrooms for about the past 35, 40 years. I started out really growing the the culinary mushrooms for the dinner table, and over time got more interested in the more exotic healing, so-called medicinal mushrooms. And I've focused on those for about the last 8 years.
So I tried, just Dr. Cotter and Steve, I tried reishi tea one time, and I'll never do that again. It was so, I got to be honest, I mean, I like reishi, I take it in an immune supplement, but in a tea form, boy, it was just, it wasn't good.
It is known for being somewhat bitter, and we actually grow reishi among 11 other species of mushrooms at our Mushroom Matrix plant in Southern California, and we process it into a powder, and the powder has actually a very good taste, and it can be added to smoothies, it can be added to egg dishes, oatmeal, soups or stews, and so we found a really innovative way for people to take reishi besides having to take it as a capsule, which is something that a lot of people are using right now.
Yeah. Well, it just the capsule tastes a little bit better than the tea. Let's go back now to the mushrooms and the cardiovascular effects. What are some of those specific effects that we're finding with mushrooms?
Well, it's the effects are multifactorial. It's kind of a common thing about mushrooms is that if you take them in a whole form, is that they have a lot of overlapping functionalities. We mentioned the beta glucans and how they help with immune function. There are vasodilating properties to the mushrooms, so they tend to help maintain cardiovascular elasticity and lower blood pressure. The fibers, they're finding more and more about the dietary fibers that are contained in mushrooms are very functional prebiotics that have helped to foster a healthy microbiome, the probiotic organisms that reside in our gastrointestinal attacks. They're considered adaptogenic. They tend to help us relax and cope with stress. Number of vitamins in there, things like vitamin D that you can supplement or enhance by processing with ultraviolet light. Good balance of B vitamins. They tend to have a good protein and amino acid makeup. They're shown to help modulate blood sugar. Particularly the maitake mushroom, a very excellent culinary mushroom that's becoming more and more available on the market. Very excellent eating mushroom that has been shown to help regulate and modulate blood pressures and blood sugars.
So that's a lot, and that's an impressive list. And by the way, I want my listeners to know that much of this is well supported in the literature now today, either through clinical research or some laboratory research. But how do you, you know, how much of this are we talking about? I mean, do I need to be consuming these mushrooms on a daily basis, and how should I be consuming them? Are you guys promoting more of a dietary intake, or is it a combination of food versus a supplement?
Well, we actually promote having both sources, both in the culinary source of mushrooms and maybe using them as a meat replacement. King trumpet and maitake mushrooms as culinary mushrooms are excellent. They have a wonderful texture to them. You can, you know, take some of your meat sources out and replace them, or replace them entirely. You can also combine them with other dishes in soups. They're wonderful in stews, in spaghetti sauces. So that's a wonderful way to mix up your diet and your eating plans. And in addition, as Steve mentioned, we have our products as powders. And so for some of the varieties that are not what you would find in the produce aisle, the cordyceps, the reishi, the turkey tail mushrooms.
So you provide those in a powder form, yeah.
In a powder,
let's do this.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to consume them. I'm with Dr. Carter and Steve Farrar, mushroommatrix.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.